Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I'm back. Hey! What you doing back here? Mufasa!
Say it again! Feel right in his...
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, King of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Hakim's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Millionaire mentorship. Millionaire mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people. Helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family, and be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio.
The power's in my
And our topic for today is how to create success. And I'll tell you something, folks, creating success is like creating a cake. It's like following a success recipe, following a formula. And for those of you who don't have the formula is in our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And the content that we're covering today is really taken from that book. People often ask me, what is the secret to creating success? How do you create success? What do you have to do? And I always direct them to the book. I said, well, you know, get a copy of our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. Read it, understand it, and then most of all, act on it. And so for those people who don't have the book, you got to get one. And the thought is this. Number one, success is a process. Success is not an event. A great definition of success is a continuous realization of a worthwhile purpose. So we have to see success in a broader scale, not as an accomplishment of attaining money or status or things, but as a continuous realization of who you are and the reason you're put here on this earth. And so how do you generate success? And we're going to go through what I call the 12 steps that you can follow to generate success. And step number one is to recognize that everything begins in thought. The first law of success says, a mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. And thinks in its heart means that there's a rational part to the thought and there's an emotional part to the thought, how you feel about that thought. Earl Nightingale said, you become what you think about most of the time. And so whatever you recognize, whatever thoughts you permit to come into your mind, you see, you can permit thoughts of abundance or you can permit thoughts of lack and limitation. And so the thought is that whatever thoughts you permit to come into your mind, whatever thoughts you recognize, that through the process of success, your feeling nature energizes it. And whatever thoughts you energize, you realize in your life experience. So if you recognize thoughts of lack and limitation, your feeling nature will manifest and energize thoughts of lack and limitation, and you will experience lack and limitation. So that first step to creating success is to have success in your mind, knowing that you become whatever you think about most of the time. Darlene, thank you for joining us. The second step is to understand that thought determines reality. And so if you want to change your reality, you must begin by changing your thinking. The statement, be not conformed to this world, simply means that whatever your present situation, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to be stuck there, that you can transform. You can change your present situation by changing your thinking. So, example, you can look at failure, the experience of failure. But instead of seeing it as a defeat, see it as a dress rehearsal for success. And so that second step of realizing that you can change your condition by changing your thinking, by changing your attitude toward the condition is powerful now because it makes you almost impervious to outside influences. So you may not be able to control the outside world, what happens to you, but you have absolute power over how you respond to it, the thoughts and the feelings that you have with respect to those outside influences. That gives you great power, folks. So when we say create success, this gives you the ability to see any obstacle as an opportunity, to see any challenge as an opportunity for growth and overcoming. The third key is to really realize that what you see is what you be. You must have a vision. You know, we say, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. That's really the key to success. You see, success has to have a representation, has to have a physical and spiritual picture of what you want to be, do, and have. We talk about the promised land. The promised land is that that you're seeking, is your promised land. The things that you want to be, the things that you want to do, the things that you want to have. And so that third key to creating success is that you must have a vision. What you see clearly in your thoughts, in your mind, is what you experience in your life. When you control your vision, you give yourself the ability to set goals. You see, once you have a vision of yourself, then that vision can be broken down into step-by-step goals. Your goals are the steps that lead you to your vision. And of course, your goals must be smart. They must be specific. They must be measurable. They must be set in advance. They must be realistic based on where you are right now. And they must cover a time period. So once you see it, then the fourth key is to speak it. That principle, in the beginning was the word. In other words, the world, your world, is spoken into existence. What you say is what you get. So the moment you have that vision of what you want to be, do, and have, start talking about it. Start saying it. Start affirming it. Start sharing it. You see, the more that you command it, the more it is attracted into your experience. There's a great principle, and it says that a mind, a person, shall have whatsoever they say. So don't say anything that you don't want. Put a watch over your mouth so that you only say things that are consistent and congruent with the vision you have of what you want your life to be and the thoughts you have that that vision is a manifestation of. You see, the thought is a seed. The vision is what that seed will become. The fifth key is to remember that success is about action. It's about a vibration. And so the moment you begin to speak it, sound is a vibration. And so when you create a vibration, that becomes a type of human magnetism. We call it the law of attraction. And whatever you say creates a vibration. And the vibration so created will attract into your life that you say you want. You see, you have to be the person that you want to be to attract the experiences that you want to have, the people you want to meet, the things you want to experience. And so that idea of the law of attraction, that you attract what you are, means that as you are on your success journey, you must feel inside as though you have already achieved it. And so if you are seeking wealth, then you feel wealthy. You attract based on your feeling. Reverend Ike had a great saying, and it was, feeling gets the blessing. That no matter what you say, how you feel about what you say is the answer. We sometimes say a person can talk in the path, they can talk success and say all of the positive affirmations, but they walk in the grass. In other words, their experience of life is contradictory to the words that they're saying, talking in the path, but walking in the grass. You see, once you understand that it's all about that vibration, that intensity, that really draws success to you, then you use the power of focus. Once you know that you are a vibrating being in a vibrant universe, then you also understand that whatever you focus that vibration on manifests. For example, if we go outside, today is a sunny day, and the sun is beautiful and feels warm, etc., and the plants are happy. But if you take a magnifying glass and focus that sunlight, it comes so intense that it can burn. It can burn you. It can burn paper. And so focus is one of your great powers. You create success by focusing with all of your intensity, with all of your desire on that which you say you want, on your goals. And when you focus on your goals, that then leads you to your vision. The seventh key is the key of action. That no matter what we say, no matter what we see, action is the equalizer. Without action, there will be no success. Action is the execution of your will, the manifestation of your desire. You see, you can will a thing. You can desire a thing, but it does not manifest until you take action on that thing. Action is taking the vibration that you focus on and now putting it into a magnetic environment so that that vibration now gets results. You see, when you take action, you have to be most effective at doing what must be done. When you take action, you are literally taking your goals, putting them into a context of a plan, and then acting on that plan diligently, daily, from moment to moment.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available.
The eighth key. Once you begin to act on your plans, act on your goals, to manifest your vision, you must understand the law of priority, the law of value, that your most valuable asset is your time. You know, the universe is created in such a fair fashion. The Creator gives everyone, every living being has the same number of seconds in a minute, same number of minutes in an hour, same number of hours in a day. And so it's really about what you do with those seconds, those minutes, and those hours. And so the law of value, the understanding of priority, says that you must always, from moment to moment, use the moments, the seconds that you have been given in a fashion that is consistent with your goals, your vision, and your purpose. That every day, every moment, you ask yourself, what is the best use of this gift from the Creator? What is the best use of this time, my time, when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose? And if there is one key to success that really, you might say, the golden key, it's what you do with your time. Because it is what you do with your time that determines the manifestations that you will experience in your life. Another great principle, another great step on your success journey is to realize that you're not alone. That there are two very powerful principles that operate to help you be more and to help you do more. We call it the law of relationships, and there are two aspects. The first relationship is to recognize that we are harmonic beings, that we are vibrating beings. And so therefore, when two or more are gathered on one accord, that's two vibrations that enhance each other or cancel out each other. They either grow each other in goodness or destroy each other in negativity. So when two or more minds are gathered on one accord, I am, that's one of the spiritual powers. I am is the making power. I am among them. So therefore, the I am power gives you greater power to do what you set out to do. To realize that relationships are so important because there's certain aspects of your personal power that you cannot reach by yourself, that you must get together with other people to access those powers. And that is as it should be, because sometimes when we don't understand that second aspect of the law of relationships, which is this, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so when you put these two principles together, two or more gathered on one accord, and then do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you now create a vibration, a harmonic relationship that becomes greater than the sum of the pieces. So one plus one is more than two. Two plus two is more than four. And the law of relationships gives you the ability to leverage your time. And that's a powerful thought, folks. Time is your greatest gift, but you can leverage that time by relationships. John Paul Getty once said, I'd rather have 1% of the income of 100 people than 100% of the income of myself. Using this power of relationships, you are able to magnify and multiply your impact in pursuing your goals and changing the world. The 10th step is to recognize that we are created in a world of universal abundance, that everything we need is here. We already have everything we need to get everything we want. And so it's a matter of perspective. That if you see, if you feel lack and limitation, it's because your thinking is off. So once you recognize that relationship between your thinking and the manifestations that you experience, then the universe says that whatever you need is here for you. You simply have to create the mindset that gives you the ability to see it. You know, as children, you know, you send your child, go in the room and bring back a spoon. And your child comes back and he says, I didn't see one. Well, that's the way it is with us in the world of universal abundance. When we look out and we see lack, when we don't see the thing that we're seeking, we don't see the wealth, we don't see the success, we don't see the positive relationships. It's not because they're not there. It's because we're not looking right. We're not thinking right. And so this idea of the law of supply and opportunity says that if your basic assumption that whatever you're seeking is seeking you, then rather than an activity of pursuing, it's an activity of attracting. It's an activity of alignment. And that's powerful, folks, because when you recognize that everything you need is already there waiting for you, then you can use the fact that it's always an inside job. That whatever you accomplish really comes from within. You become what you think about most of the time. It's an evolutionary process. When we recognize this, the thing that can undermine us, the thing that can stop us, the thing that can create failure and disappointment is lack of persistence. You see, when you don't persist, when you give up, when you quit, you're really saying you have no faith in yourself. You're really saying you have no faith in the outcome that you desire. You're really saying you have no faith in the goals that you say you want to realize and experience. And so this principle of persistence says that you must have faith. You must have faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so without faith, you cannot be persistent. Without faith, it will not happen. So this idea of doing what must be done until you get what you want. Persistence is saying, I am willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to manifest the goals in my life, to realize the vision and my purpose and my destiny. Someone once asked the Indian rain dancers, and they said, whenever you dance, it rains. Wow, what is the secret? And the Indian dancer said, very simple. We dance until it rains. So that means that they have unfettered faith that it will rain. And all that they have to do is to keep doing what they do. And so that's the way it is with us. If we have unfettered faith, if we have absolute faith that we are seeking is seeking us, we will get the results. And so in life, dance until it rains. In life, work until you get the answer. In life, seek until you find. In life, knock until the door is open. In life, ask until you get the answers, knowing that they're always there, that you only have to open your eyes and your consciousness to see that which you need. And finally, to realize that it all comes together in you. We call it the law of truth. We say to know the truth and the truth will make you free. Well, what does that mean? Know who you really are. The great philosopher said, know thyself. And then the knowingness of who you are is to recognize, number one, that you were created by an all-powerful creator for a special purpose, for a special reason, for a special destiny. That absolutely nothing is created that is not necessary to the evolution of the world. And so the fact that you're here means that you have an incredible role to play, and that you are able to manifest that role through your thinking, through recognizing that your thoughts control your reality, through creating a vision of yourself of what you want to be, do, and have, by speaking that vision into existence so that you can feel it, you can touch it, you can see it, by creating such a feeling within that you become magnetic for all that you desire, by focusing your energy, knowing that what you recognize, you energize. What you energize, you realize, knowing that whatever you focus on grows. That understanding and knowing absolutely with total faith that if you act, you'll get results. When the farmer plants a seed of corn, he does not doubt. It is said, if you tell that mountain to be cast into the sea and doubt not, it's going in the water. And so if you act on what you want and you see it with total focus and you act on it and doubt not, your desires, your goals, your dreams will manifest. When you take the gift from the Creator, the gift of time, the gift of existence, the gift of consciousness, and you commit to use that time so that whatever you do, each and every moment, you're doing exactly what is the best use of that moment, considering your goals, your vision, and your purpose. And you recognize that everybody is here, that we're all connected. They say 6 degrees of separation, that we're all connected, and we are connected through vibration and through love. And when we accept that when everything we need is right here for us, that we already have everything we need to get everything we want. And then when we persist and act based on absolute faith of who we are, of what we are to do, and what we are to become, and the destiny of our creation, then the truth will have truly made us free, knowing always that the best is yet to come. So my friends, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for taking that commitment to yourself that you want to be, do, and have something different. That right now you're ready for a breakthrough, that you can feel it, that you can see it, that it's on the way. And I'll say this, if that is your desire, if you don't have a copy of our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, get one. If there's someone that you care about, someone that you really love, it's graduation time. If you want to give a gift that will keep on giving, get one. Go to our website, www.12ULS. Get your copy of The 12 Universal Laws of Success and over $100 in digital bonuses that will help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have, always knowing that the best is yet to come. Be sure to get your free copy by going to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com, where you purchase a copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition, a 224-page book, and you get $100 in digital bonuses plus a free audio download of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bishani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BishaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.